Well, according to the latest USDA crop progress report, 7% of Michigan's corn has already been harvested for grain. 5% of the state's soybeans are harvested. Joining me now, Dan Cable with Specialty Hybrids based out of Monroe County. And Dan, how have yields been looking so far in the southeastern corner of Michigan?
Actually, the yields, what's been coming off, have been fairly decent. There's been some areas and some sandier soils that the drought affected, and some early beans that really didn't. They were far enough along when the rains came in August. They're not as good as hoped, but there's quite a few good beans out there.
And how would you assess the corn crop so far as well, Dan?
Well, I think the corn looks pretty good. There's going to be some areas that were affected by drought, but for the most part, I think we got a pretty decent corn crop coming. There has been some areas the anthracnose has started to move in. So we may want to be watching this corn crop for stalk issues. The tar spot come in late, far late to spend money on spraying fungicide on it, but it has affected the integrity of that stalk, and the anthracnose makes things worse.
Dan, how about the corn moisture levels here in Michigan?
There's some corn that needs a little time yet. You know, we talked earlier in the year about we weren't quite getting the sunshine that we needed because of the smoke from the fires. And there is some corn that's just now getting to black layer. So we would expect that to be somewhere in the neighborhood of 35%. I do know in southern Michigan, right here where I'm at, that we have found some corn that is in the high 20s. So, you know, when you're hand shelling corn at 23, 24%, it probably would shell in the 26 range or 27. So there is some that's come along. And hey, let's face it, the beautiful weather we've had the last couple of days, that really helps. Makes a big difference, corn and beans both.
Dan Cable there with Specialty Hybrids. You can hear more of our conversation at MichiganAgToday.com.